When you're there, Simen, Reish, Samech, Gimel. Okay, we left off with a question in Reish, Samech, Beis, and how to exactly understand Sivav. I showed it to a couple of people. They also were not sure, so I showed it to a Moel. I asked him to explain it to me. He also wasn't sure, so we're just going to leave it as is. Okay. So now we're in Simen Reish Samach Gimel. Yeled Shu Adom O Yarok. Machmas Nila. A baby that is red or green, which I guess nowadays we probably call yellow. Or God forbid the sons die because of Bris Mila. So we're going to learn those halachos. Reish Samach Gimel Aleph. This is based on a Gemara in Perek or Laza de Mila. Katan Shehu Yarok. If the baby is some sort of greenish complexion, I don't know if it really means green, maybe it means yellow. Siman Shlo Nafabo Damo. It's a sign that the blood has not properly been absorbed into his body. The Ein Malin also, they do not do Bris Mila V'Ema Jipo Bo Damo until the blood is absorbed properly into the body. The Yachzor Mareu Kamara Shara Katanim, and he looks the same complexion and color as other babies. The king. Even in Sa'adom, if the baby's red, Siman Shlo Nafabo Damo V'Ema, also the problem with the blood. Or the Basar, he wants to say the red complexion comes because the blood is in between the skin and the meat, the flesh, which scientifically I'm sure is not really works right now. They ain't malin also achila bodam, but they're not going to give him a bris mila until that red complexion disappears. They tzarek lizarim ba'o be'elu advarim. You have to be extremely careful with these things. She'ein malin vlad she'esh b'chashash choli. You do not do a bris on a baby that might be sick. Because Pikuach Nefesh pushes away the entire Torah. Now he gives another answer, which is like a little bit strange. She gives a little bit of an explanation, but it doesn't really fit so well. She'ef shalom lomu lachas mam. You can always push off bris mila and do it later. God forbid they can never bring back a Jewish soul. If God forbid the baby were to die, lo aleinu Hashem yirachem, the baby can never be brought back. Now, the post can try to explain that lashon because it doesn't really seem to fit. Even if you can never do bris mila ever again, it doesn't make a difference. You don't endanger the life of the baby. So it's like a strange calculation. Like, why do you need to tell me that? Pikuach nefesh is docha kol Torah kula, and or there's different yourselves. Ve'efsha, she'efsha. You could always push off. You could do bris mila later, but God forbid, do it now. Baby dies, you can't bring the baby back. Okay, even if you can't do bris mila later, so you don't do bris mila. So it's a little bit unclear exactly what that line means. Seif beis isha shemala bena, a woman here doesn't literally mean that. She does the bris. We'll learn about that next week. Look at the shafts of cut the babies. What it means, the woman circumcises her son. She gave her son to the mayal to give a bris mila. She physically did herself. Isha shemala b'na risha b'meis machmas mila. God forbid. The woman has her son circumcised, bris mila, and the baby dies because of the bris. Chas v'shalom. She'echshila kocha, we weaken the baby. And then umala gamasheni. And then she sends her second son to the Maya to have a bris. And also meis machmas mila. And he also, God forbid, oleinu dies. Hare kochzaka, so there's a big machlokes in the Gemara. In your vamos, is two times a chazaka or is three times a chazaka? We usually say three times a chazaka. But when it comes to pikuach nefesh, we are machmir and we say two times a chazaka. So here the Shulchan Aruch says already two times, two babies died because of the bris. Hari hufzaka, she already has a chazaka. Shebaneha meisim achmas mila, that her children are not able to withstand the the Bris Milah. Love, okay, and therefore the rest of the children will not have a bris. Lo shno mibal echad o mishnayim. It doesn't matter if it's all from the same husband, or if she got divorced or widowed and remarried and had another baby. It doesn't matter.
But it's from the same mother, it has to be.
Unclear. Well, we get to it in a minute. Now we're talking, it's the same mother, different fathers, doesn't matter. Velo tamul hashlishi. Do not give the third one a bris. They wait until he gets older, and he gets stronger. So it sounds like the bris will be done just after he is older. So in the Pistei Tshuva, Sifkatan Hey, the Noemi is not convinced. Maybe you shouldn't do bris at all. Maybe if, just because he's older doesn't mean that it's going to be better for him. Okay, so it seems like the conclusion is once the baby is 3 years old, so this is an achlokes. Do you do the bris or not do the bris? But it sounds like he's saying over here, in Pistei Tshuva, oh, you say that if the baby is strong, looks strong and healthy, then they will do the bris when the baby is 3 years old. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'ahu hadin, it's the same din in Ish Echa. This is your question. Is one man, Ma'bno Rishon Rishaini, who made some Achmas Mila, a man does bris on two sons and they die. Lo Yamal Ashishi, should not get bris on the third one. Bein Shehayim Ish Achas Bein Ishtayim. It doesn't matter if it's from one woman or two women. He gets divorced and he has another baby from a different woman. And he also dies. Okay, so the way, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't matter. Two babies die, they don't mal the third. It doesn't matter if it's from the same mother, or if it's from the same father. There's no difference. Haggadah says, Rav Yesh Malkin, that those that disagree. So the big machlokas we showed him, and the same Gemara, Usvil Delo Shayar B'ish, Rav B'isha, that this is a din in the woman, it's not a din in the man. However, concludes the Ramah, since you're dealing with a pikuach nefer situation, we're not gonna go there. We're not gonna take the risk. V'nirei d'safik nefashos lahakim. Even though it could be the ikar that follows a woman and not the man, but we're not gonna get into a safik sakana situation, and we're not gonna do the risk even if it's from the same father. Who did? In Isha Mala Bina Umeis Machmas Mila. The woman gives the son a bris, and the baby dies because of the bris. Then her sister has a baby boy and does the bris. We got Machosa Mala Bina Umeis Machmas Mila. Her sister has a baby boy, does the bris, and Lo Leinu, baby dies because of the bris. Shar HaAchayot, the third sister, the fourth sister, the fifth sister. Lo yamulu b'nehen, they should not give their sons a bris. El yamtinu achiyigulu yischazek kocham. Wait till the babies get older and get stronger, which seems to be based on the Pistei Tshuva that we saw before. Page 3. Okay, Siv Dal. Okay, Siv Dal is very exciting. Probably somewhat relevant. Nola kishuhu mohu. If your baby is born and you're ready, there's no oral there. It looks like the baby's already been circumcised. Like Adam Risha. One of my sons was born chatsi mohu, half circumcised. So my wife said to the mohu, what does that mean? He said, Adam Risha was born mohu. Maybe Avram thinking also. Avram had it. Anyway. No lo kumo, the baby is born with a bris. So there's a big machlokas. Do we need to do hatafas dam bris, take out a speck of blood, or not? And if one does hatafas dam bris, is there a bracha on such a thing? And is it done on Shabbos? These are the big questions. In a big machlokas, a big discussion. So no, the Shulchan Aruch had men dam bris. So Shulchan Aruch says he needs hatafas dam bris. Umiyu benachas, it should be done gently. The area there should be checked out very well. Yofi yofi, be a dying, or Gemara say nine. You should look at it very carefully and gently with his hands, the lower parts of it, not with metal instruments. The lola aikle, not to inflict pain in the baby. They should look at it very carefully. Hey, malanoso, what to do, how to do a bris, how to do a toughest on bris. Umantina lo harbe, and they wait. They choshin liom shmini. There seems to be some concern that therefore they shouldn't do it necessarily right away. Make sure that there is no sakana, no danger whatsoever in doing the atafas dam bris on the infant. This is a very big machlokes. The tour brings out majorly machlokes Rishonim and early Rishonim. Now, there's two things. There's a baby's born without an orla at all. And then the baby's born with what's called an orla kevusha, which I spoke to Paul, said, they said, we don't really have this that way. Orla kevusha means a very super thin layer. And I guess it's not really possible to do a full bris on an orla kevusha, on a super thin layer of an orla. So all they do is hatafas dam bris. Okay, so here the Shulchan Aruch says, if he's born mahal, they do hatafas dam bris, they do it gently. Look at the Taz, Sukkot and Beis. The Midtika Yofa, check out the baby very well. Per Shemi Yesham Orla Kavusha. Maybe it's not really Hatafas, maybe it's not really Mahul. It is a very, very, very thin Orla. The Hamishah, or need the back Ma'od Babasar. The thin layer is stuck very well to the Aver, but there is really something there that is supposed to be cut in some way. Look at the shafts, it's got the dalit. The aim of Archan Alamila, Elim Kane nearest low orla kavusha. If you see that there's an orla kavusha, it sounds like orla kavusha can't be cut like a regular orla. So the only thing to do is hatafas dam bris. That hatafas dam bris on an orla kavusha seems to be agreed upon, and we even get a bracha. But if you haven't seen orla kavusha, then it's a machlokas, and we'll be machmir do hatafas dam bris, but without a bracha. Continues the shaft, kasam abach, the ha im ha yabad like orla kavusha, if it would really be an orla kavusha, it would be a Shabbos. It would be, you would do the hatam hazar bris even a Shabbos. In kain, akshad, in ubadai, that in yirislo, now that we don't know for sure, it looks like it might be, ukar ubad, she orla kavusha. If you think it's orla kavusha, you're not 100% sure, that's not strong enough to push away Shabbos, but it is strong enough to make a bracha. But only if you see that there's like an orla kavusha there, a very thin layer of orla that's very much stuck to the baby. In regular, no like oh, there's a tamas dam bris without a bracha. Siv hey, kinok shemes kodim shiagia lios ben shmona, a baby, God forbid, dies before the eighth day, so before he has a bris. Kinok shemes, the baby dies, kodim shiagia lios ben shmona, before the eighth day, before the bris, baby dies, before the bris. Malin Osal Kibro, they give the baby a bris as they bury him on the kever, on the grave. But Sur Obukana, I don't know why he throws in the Sur Obukana, but with some sort of cutting object. The aim of Arkan Alamila, but such a Mila after the baby dies, God forbid, there's no bracha. Ava Nisimim lo shame. So, as they're burying the baby, they do a bris, and they give the baby a name. I'm pretty sure I have a close friend who did this. And they give the baby a name to remember the baby, or to remember that he should be they should have mercy on him from heaven, and he should come back during Tchias HaMeisim. I don't know anything about this topic, but it sounds like there's only Tchias HaMeisim for a baby that had the bris, even if the bris was after death. Or maybe he just needs a name. Okay. Hi, God, notes as Rama, the Ain Osin Kain Rafid Ben Tashini Shagolia. So we learned, a year or two ago, that Yantav Sheni, one is allowed to bury the dead in Yantav Sheni. It's not normally done. Unfortunately, during Corona, there were so many from people that died in America that they were burying people in Yantav Sheni. They could not keep up with the dead and with the burials. So on Yantav Sheni, they're allowed to bury the dead. Even on Yantav Sheni, we push aside Yantav Sheni for a burial, but not for such a thing. On Yantav Sheni, you're not going to bury a nefer, a non-viable, a baby that was born and died right at the beginning. So it's like a nefer. The fill of Talflo Aser, even to move the baby would be Aser. Okay, what is he referring to exactly? Right, talk about the burial. Now, he's not necessarily, it's interesting. A baby that's born early and doesn't live for 30 days is considered like a stillborn. It's not considered a viable fetus, and they'll sit shiva. But if a baby's born and seems to be healthy, and then God forbid something happens and the baby dies afterwards, so then I don't know if we consider that a nephew, not clear. Okay, and then we're going to say over here not to do this thing. But also, Lamul Goish Olish Engirs Afilu Bechol. We don't give a bris, Mila, to a guy. We're not talking about Shabbos and Yantif anymore, talking about during the week. We don't give the guy a bris unless it's for the purpose of converting. Why? So the Taz brings down the reason, nearly. Taz has got the Gimel. Kevin Sharmina, the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu omer machinu shenimo. Avraham Avinu checks out who had a bris mila and then does not allow him to go into Gehenna. Sheinu nichol Gehenna. V'zeh shemalasai goy mevatel simen mila miyisrael biyisrael. So you kind of, if everybody has a bris mila, which is the way it is in America now, the goyim also have a bris. So then it's not something that is unique and special for the Jews that Avraham Avinu can use to pull people out of Gehenna. Okay, the Shach discusses this in Siv Katan. Okay. It says, in the first example, that the bris is the ois bris kodesh. Why should you give a guy an ois bris kodesh? But then he doesn't like it too much. Okay, he goes on to give another answer. Okay. That is Yerodea Siman Reish Samech Gimel.